So why is Robert Johnson so phenomenal?
Well, different people will tell you different things. For one thing, he sounds different than anybody. And not just as a guitar player, but as a vocalist. Robert used some different tunings. Some of them were high-pitched tunings. They think like an A tuning or a G tuning, open tunings, or a dark D tuning. He came up with some tunings of his own. And the way he could play, which a lot of the old guys did, was by tuning to an open key, it enabled them to play bass, thump that with their thumb, while playing melodic things with finger picking on the rest of the strings. And that's why people like Keith Richards says, the first time I heard Robert Johnson play guitar on the recordings, I thought there were two guitarists playing. And he said, until I really studied him, found out this is one guy doing this. And then Bonnie Raitt would say, when I heard him, it amazed me that he could play the guitar like that and sing at the same time. And these are the days before multi-tracking. He sat down in front of a single microphone that was put over the transom in a hotel room in Texas. The guy turned the recorder on, and Robert started to play. He didn't overdub his voice or go back and clean it up. You couldn't do it. He played it right then live. And those recordings, even though primitive in today's standards, stand up today. It's still just as eerie and as intricate, and it's like, how did he do that? And guitarists from Keith Richards, Eric Clapton have been asking that for years.
And how about his lyrics?
Well, his lyrics were spooky. He undoubtedly had some demons going on. For one thing, I had the chance to talk to Honey Boy Edwards a number of years ago, who was a contemporary of Robert Johnson, and he was actually there that night at Three Forks when Robert was poisoned. He was a musician. He played up in Chicago until a few years ago when he passed away. He was still playing around. He told me in the bus station over here, downtown Davenport, he said, Robert, he loved his women's and he loved his whiskey. And he said he got in trouble because he would go in town during the day and lay with that man's wife that owned the Three Forks Saloon. And then he'd come out there and play at night, and that man found out about it. So he slipped him an open bottle of whiskey that had been poisoned with strychnine. And the rest is history. He had these issues. He was a womanizer, and he'd go from town to town. You know, he fathered children from a few different women. Some of them went on to be prominent musicians and were proud to claim that heritage to Robert Johnson. But he was a drifter, and he couldn't be tied down. One of my favorite songs that Robert Johnson did was Hellhounds on My Trail. And it's one of the spookiest ones. And it's like he felt like he was always being pursued by his demons, whether it was an irate husband or the demons of alcoholism or whatever. But he always felt like somebody was on his trail, Hellhounds on My Trail. And I think that one probably best describes the way Robert Johnson lived and operated and probably felt. He was probably always looking over his shoulder.